in the long and about time that in the 1915s and 1920s they was had
and
all
they
kinds
would have, salt.
All kinds of salt shakers, but back in the early in 1800s on back in that, I doubt them having too many anything too much like a salt shaker unless they they could make them one. I could make a salt shaker out of a gourd, with a little pinhole. You could work and get you a little pinhole and then you could use it for a shaker and thing. But now what they used, I don't remember anything but too much about what they could have used or might have used, or they might have just seasoned it all together.
And of course, well, now, did they, in later years, did they have pepper on the table too? They'd have
Well, see, pepper come from Japan and places in the West Indies, I think, and I think pepper is more or less a spicy. After spices all begin to come in around the 1900s and things back in there. I don't think people
now,
didn't.
Now, when you were a boy, like at your table, what did they have on your table?
Well, I think probably, I was born in 1904. I think time I got where I could remember anything and wasn't too hoggish. I think we probably had salt, pepper, and thing, around, and the mother and maybe the girls had picked up in different places around. And of course, along in 1915 and old Model T cars come in here around 1915. First to come to Desert Ark was 1915. The little Model T. I remember that little thing that, had a copper radiator. Little old bitty copper radiator sitting up there in front. Didn't look like it had any cover. It was just a regular little copper radiator with a hood over top of it.
Well, if they had a bowl of apples on the table and one of the children in the family wanted one of them, they might point up there and say, how would they ask for it? They'd say, they wanted one of those apples. They'd say,
I don't know. If it was a little boy, he just slapped it. And I don't know what a little girl would do, but if he got a chance to get that apple, he probably got it.
If it was a girl, how would she ask for it? She'd say,
it just depends on mother, she wanted the apple, or was she would watch her keep her get her back turned and grab it and run, or what?
if your mother was trying,
but they didn't have too many apples.
They didn't have any.
Mary, I don't think in the fall of the year when they harvest time, they'd have a good many apples. But after that, they were dried apples.
They'd be dried.
Or they're cooked apples. They mostly dried apples. Mm-hmm. And no apples, no cold storage, or no place to keep them. Mm-hmm. They didn't have apples all year round like the kids do now. And during the apple season, I suppose they had apples all they wanted, probably. Chances are they did. But I remember mother having dried apples. I remember cutting them up and making dried apples.
Oh, really? Little pieces of
They just cut them crossways, they're flat, little flat.
What did they call those little pieces of apples?
Well, they'd just be dried apples, and she'd carry them out of a morning and put them on the board roof.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd, of course, chickens, they didn't. Some way or another, they didn't bother them, or she kept them shooed off one. And then she'd carry them in at night. Mm-hmm. And she'd do her peaches that way, too. Mm-hmm. She'd dry peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd put them away for the winter, and she'd have dried peaches and dried apples.
Mm-hmm. Now, if your mother or your daddy was showing you how to do something, he might say, now, don't do it that way. Do it
this way?
If a person had a whole lot of fruit trees, you'd say that person
had an orchard, big orchard, little orchard, a big orchard one.
Now, inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat would be called
the seed.
And how about inside of a peach, the part you don't eat?
Well, it'd be a seed too. It'd be a bigger seed or a big seed.
Now, the kind of peach that separates easily from the seed.